would like for you now to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're imagining that that breath is going all the way up to the top of your head. So you're breathing up into the top of your head, and the breath is pooling at the top of your head. And then you're going to pause to allow the breath to completely pool at the top of your head. And then as you exhale, the energy of this breath is going to move down through your head completely, coating it, covering it, penetrating it, so that that breath, so that your head becomes the breath. So ready? Breathing in. One, two, three, four. Pooling the breath. And now the breath moving through the head on the exhale. One, two, three, four. Stopping where the head meets the neck. I'm going to do this three times. So, breathing in. One, two, three, four. Pooling. And now descending. One, two, three, four. Just to the top of the neck. So that your head now is breath. Breathing in. One, two, three, four, pooling at the top of the head, and then descending, one, two, three, four. Now, the neck. We're going to breathe into the neck at the base of the neck, where the neck meets the shoulders. You're going to breathe all the way up the neck to where the neck meets the head. The energy will then pool there. And then descend down to the base of the neck where the neck meets the shoulders. Breathing in. One, two, three, four. Pooling at the top. And then descending. One, two, three, four. Breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling, and descending, one, two, three, four. Now you're going to breathe from the base of the throat, top of the shoulders. You're going to breathe in, and it'll pool at the base, just beneath the breasts. and this time it's going to rise. So, you're going to breathe in, let it pool just beneath the breasts, just above the will center. And then, after pooling, the energy is going to rise back up to the top of the shoulders and the base of the throat. So breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling. And now ascending, one, two, three, four, breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling, and now rising, one, two, three, four, breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling, rising, one, two, three, four. And now we're going to try something a little bit different. You're going to breathe in at the diaphragm, which was right where we were pooling. You're going to breathe in at the diaphragm, and the energy will rise. It will pool base of the throat and the top of the shoulders. And then it will descend. Breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling, and descending, one, two, three, four, breathing in to the diaphragm, one, two, three, four, pooling, and descending, one, two, three, four, breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling, and descending, one, two, three, four. Now, here at the diaphragm, you have an opportunity to shift some energies in the lower three chakras. So as we're breathing into these areas, be particularly diligent about imagining the breath washing down through the body, cleansing it. So starting at the diaphragm, you're going to breathe in, and you're going to descend slowly down through the will center, down through the second chakra, and down through the third chakra, stopping at the base of the body. Now, as you're breathing in, it's a cleansing breath, and it's pooling now down at the base of the bottom, the base of the body, the pelvic floor. And after it pools, the energy is going to drain away. It's just going to fall through the legs, down through the feet. And as the energy reaches the earth, you're picturing yourself standing, okay? As it reaches the earth, it is healed and transformed, because that's what you're doing as it's descending. This cleansing breath is healing and transforming so that the energy the earth receives is pure life force energy. Because that's what you're doing. You're clearing and cleansing your life force energy. So now, breathing in through the diaphragm. One, two, three, four. Pooling at the base of the body, pelvic floor. And now releasing, just letting it free fall. Down through the legs. And by the time it reaches the earth, it is healed and transformed, cleansed and purified. Now breathing in again. One, two, three, four. Pooling. And now, releasing, letting it just fall through. Reaching the earth, cleansed and purified. Now breathing in. One, two, three, four. Pooling, and releasing. Entering the earth, healed and transformed, energizing. Now back to the diaphragm. This time, I'm going to breathe in, it's going to pool at the pelvic floor, and then it's going to wash upward, because this breath, as we said, it's a cleansing breath. It's pooled at the base of the body, and as it rises, it washes, almost like carbonated bubbles rising. So breathing in, one, two, three, four, pooling at the pelvic floor, and now rising up, bubbles or waves. Rising all the way up, all the way back to the will center and the point, the diaphragm just above it. taking another deep breath in. One, two, three, four. Pooling. You can almost see it, the energy gathering to rise. And then rising up with your exhale. One, two, three, four. Now one more breath. Breathing in. One, two, three, four, pooling, and now the energy rising up, one, two, three, four. Now this energy here, I want this energy to understand that just above the will center and between the will center and the heart center is a type of filter. And it's right there where the diaphragm is. It's this filter that filters the energy. And in the light body, you have the lower three chakras, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the will chakra. All those, you have those three chakras, but you also have three light body power centers. And how they are energized is different from anything we're doing right this minute. But what you need to understand is that these energies from the lower three chakras and the lower three light body centers are, in a sense, raw energy. And this is their nature. They cannot help functioning this way. Because these three centers, these six centers actually, because you're talking about the three chakras, root, sacral, and will, and the three light body centers, which we'll just tell you quickly. One is the nuya that corresponds to the area around the root chakra. You have the dhinaya, which relates to the sacral chakra. And you have the liao, which relates to the will center. Now, all six of these centers, they mirror each other in a certain definite sense. And they are the lowest energies that this particular form brings in. But they're also filled with life force energy. The situation is you don't want to bring all of those raw energies up into the higher centers. They need to be filtered. Just like you filter certain experiences, and right now you're filtering your water. So this center, the Moomin, corresponds very closely to the diaphragm. And we're going to be working with the Moomin a lot. So we want you to, and this is part of the whole breath focus, is on that center, because the more filtered, focused energies you bring through the Moomin, the better your life experiences are going to be. In one definite sense, you could almost consider the Moomin to be a type of ring pass knot, which is one of the protections soul put in place for you. Now, when you go home, would like for you to focus and on an exercise. We want you to bring this conscious 4-count breath and practice it before you go to sleep. Now, you may find that as you get sleepier and sleepier, the counts get farther apart. There is nothing wrong with that. But as you are preparing to sleep, right as you lie down, I want you to focus on this little practice and get used to this count. So you're going to, now we want you again to breathe in, focus on breathing in through the diaphragm. Just imagine that this is where the air is coming in. Okay. Breathing in. One. Two. Three. Four. Hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Feel your consciousness drifting. Just drifting, waiting for the next breath, the next count. Just drifting, totally relaxed, completely focused on your breath. Now going back to the diaphragm, breathing in, one, two, three, four, hold. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Going back to the floating. It's as if your consciousness is floating in a sea. And as your consciousness floats in this sea, and feel the energy, the cleansing energy, circulating in your body. This is a beautiful, light-filled energy, gently cleansing the body. And this time, on the exhale, I'd like for you to imagine that this energy is radiating outward, from the physical body into the area around the body, 6 or 7 inches out on either side and above, front and back, all around. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's important that you focus as much on the exhale as you do on the inhale. And as you're exhaling, you're not used to really letting it out slowly. So it's a question of gently pacing the release of the breath. And you can imagine that the diaphragm can help you with that, can help you direct the flow of the exhale through right timing. So just recognize it may take some practice to learn to exhale in this fashion. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pulling. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Also, if you're running out of exhale, just tighten up the diaphragm. Cough it out if you need to, so you're completely empty. Because that is really what is happening. You're emptying out all the energy you've taken on. And this may take a while. Don't expect this to happen overnight. But it will happen. And when it does, the entire physical form, and including the personality, the mental body, and the emotional body, will feel at peace. Calm, centered, relaxed, making it easy to walk the middle way. So we're going to do one more cleansing breath. We want this breath to go all around the body and direct the cleansing energy all the way around, up into the head and back down, down through the body, to the torso, all the way down past the hips and into the legs. And cleansing breath all the way out the toes. And breathing in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. And letting it go down faster as you exhale. 1, 2, 3. 4. Healed and transformed. Coming back slowly into the room, we bid you Namaste.